is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in the book of Job, Job chapter 33. If you have access to a Bible, I realize you may be driving or working or something like that, but if you can, go grab a Bible, open up to Job chapter 33, and join us as we consider His Word today. Very quickly, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are a lot of things you'll find there, a lot of things you can research and look at. But one of the main things that's important to us is you'll click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or into a purse or a Bible case. And it's a little journal that you can keep track of your prayer requests. As you pray, you can write down the prayer requests and then keep track of when God answers those prayer requests. I take mine with me to church at our prayer meeting, and as I hear the prayer requests, or if people ask me, will you pray for me, I can pull it out and write it down, and I remember. And then during the week, I pull it out, and I'm able to read and pray for those prayer requests and then check off when God answers those prayer requests. And I'll tell you what, it's an amazing journey to see how God answers prayer every time. And so if you'd like to receive one of these, again, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, click on the link that says Contact Us, and send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, you can also just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, many of you are familiar with the story of Job, and I'm not going to take a long time going over that whole story again, about how Job, in the beginning of the book, lost everything. I mean, absolutely everything. And along came three of his friends to try to comfort him and encourage him. And the truth is, they were not much help at all. And then there was another guy that showed up. His name was Elihu. And this was a young man. That's really about all that we know him, is that he was a young man. And he had some great words for Job that I want to look at today and go over. I call this message a young man's message. Now, we go back to Job chapter 2 for just a moment, where we find Job sitting in a pile of ashes, the Bible says, scraping his boils with a potsherd. Verse 7 says, so went Satan from, this is chapter 2, by the way, verse 7, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown. And he took him a potsherd and scraped himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Now, my wife is convinced that Job had shingles. I don't know if that's true or not, but he was certainly in pain. And about all he could do is, the Bible says, scrape his boils with a piece of broken pottery. how miserable he was. And then these friends showed up, and they tried to comfort him. Let me read, I'm back in chapter 2 now, and read verse 11. It says, "Now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one to his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him." Once you notice, they came to mourn with him and to comfort him. And the interesting thing is the passage goes on to say that they came and they just sat with him for 7 days and seven nights, not saying a word. You know, sometimes that's all we need is just someone to come and sit beside us, mourn with us, comfort us, and it doesn't always require words. I don't know why it is that we always think we have to say something. Sometimes just your presence there is enough. And so these three guys came, sat down with Job these 7 days, seven nights, didn't say a word, and finally they began to speak, and each one of them in turn began to try to examine and kind of explore about why Job was going through this terrible, terrible calamity. Each one of them spoke, ultimately concluding that his suffering was because of his sin. And Job just consistently denies it. He did not see where he had done anything wrong at all. And we go back in now to Job 33 and Job 32. I want to read a verse there. At the beginning of the verse, it says, "So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes." See, Job did not think that he had done anything wrong. Did not think that he had done anything. He was righteous, the Bible says, in his own eyes. And then it seems like out of nowhere, there's a fourth guy that shows up, a young man. And so chapter 32, verse 2 says, "Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job." Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. So he had waited. You know, the Bible says here that he was angry with these guys because they had no answer. Verse 5, again, I'm chapter 32, "When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then was his wrath kindled. And Elihu, the son of Bethuel, the Buzi, answered and said, 'I am young and you're very old. Wherefore, I was afraid and durst not to show you my opinion.' So he said, 'I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything. And I let you guys talk.'" And he was angry with them because they had found no solutions. They had found no reason except that maybe Job had sinned. And the whole time, Job was denying it. And they were just kind of going around in circles and not getting anywhere. And then he said something very bold to these guys. Now, remember, he's the youngest one there. He has been listening to these guys. I don't know when he showed up. Because you read back in chapter 2, it doesn't mention him that he was one of the guys that came. But apparently he had come and sat down quietly and just listened to these men try to figure out what was going on with Job. And so I want to pick up in verse 7. I'm still in chapter 32. He said, "I said, days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, listen to me, and I will show you my opinion." You know, he more or less told these guys, you don't know what you're talking about. Even though you have some age on you, and even though, you know, you're supposed to be wise, he said, you know, days should speak, multitude of years should teach wisdom, and you ought to have better understanding. And he just kind of began to almost rebuke them because they were just not getting anywhere at all. And he was almost saying to him, now, you don't know what you're talking about. So now listen to me. Verse 10, therefore I said, hearken to me. I'll show you my opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons while you searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words. He said, you haven't come up with anything. You know, you really don't know what's going on. So now listen to me. Here's my opinion. Here's what I think. And these guys, I almost see them sitting there with their mouths open. Because as the Bible goes on in verse 15, it said, they were amazed. And they answered no more and left off speaking. And he said, when I waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more. I said, I will answer also my part. I will show you my opinion. For I'm full of the matter. The Spirit with me constraineth me. So he tells them, I'm going to answer. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And he said, I'm not going to use flattering words. I'm going to jump down to the end of the chapter. He said, let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto man. For I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my maker would soon take me away. Now, he recognized that these guys were older and that maybe they were supposed to be wiser. But it seems like that they were not getting anywhere. So now he says, now listen to me. He said, here's what I think. And I'm going to tell you the truth, what I think God is wanting. In verse 20, he says, I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and will answer. So he said, so now listen to me. Here's what I think. And where the Bible says in verse 15, they were amazed. I'm all sitting there sitting with these silly looks on their face thinking, what does this young man know? What can this young man tell us? And, you know, we have to be careful because sometimes, you know, as older preachers and maybe elders, you might say, sometimes they think they know everything. The problem is that sometimes the young men think they know everything. In this case, they found a young man who seemed to know what he was talking about. And so as they sat there and listened, he began to kind of set the stage. And I'm just going to be able to get this started, and we'll continue on with this next week. But we go now to chapter 33. Now, the young man, Elihu, is speaking. And so he turns his attention to Job. Now, in chapter 32, he's mostly speaking to these other guys. And I can almost see him turning to face Job in chapter 33. And he says, wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given my life. If thou can answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. So he's kind of preparing his speech, and he's telling them, listen to my words. Listen to what I say. And he seems to indicate in verse 4 that he felt like this is from God. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of life, breath of the Almighty, has given me life. So join us next week to find out what Elihu has to say to Job. Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Can't find my way.